This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be reaching Abuja tonight on the first leg of his three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil, and Guyana. The Prime Minister said in his departure statement that Nigeria is India's close partner in the West African region. Mr. Modi noted that his visit will be an opportunity to build upon the strategic partnership, which is based on a shared belief in democracy and pluralism. Prime Minister Modi will hold talks with top leadership and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship between the two countries. He also expressed his eagerness to meet the Indian community in Nigeria, as well as the Nigerian people who have sent him welcome messages in Hindi. From Nigeria, the Prime Minister will travel to Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro on 18th of this month to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Mr. Modi also will attend the 19th G20 summit as a Troika member. On the final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from 19th to 21st of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to all those who have added momentum to Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi urged more people to plant a tree in the honour of their mother and contribute to a sustainable planet. With just one day left for the Maharashtra Assembly election campaign, top leaders are holding rallies and public meetings in favour of their party candidates. In a virtual interaction with BJP workers from Maharashtra under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program yesterday, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi lauded the efforts of the Mahayuti government, highlighting its focus on empowering every section of society. Mr. Modi emphasized that the people of Maharashtra were highly satisfied with the 2.5 years of governance under the Mahayuti government. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that Congress ruled the country for 20 years but never gave respect to Bharat Ratna Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar that he deserved. He addressed three election meetings in Mumbai, Palghar and Pune. Taking a pot shot on Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on the caste census, he said Rahul Gandhi is spreading confusion among people and is engaged in efforts to deceive the electorate in the name of caste census. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said that Congress and its alliance are fighting to protect the constitution and reservation. He held rallies in Chandur and Damangaon Railway Assembly constituencies in Amravati district and Chimur Assembly constituency in Chandrapur district to campaign for the Mahavikas Aghadi candidates. Mr. Gandhi once again pitched for a nationwide caste census and urged the union government to conduct the exercise. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both the NDA and India blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner support for their party's candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged that the Hemant Soren government is treating tribals as a vote bank only. Addressing election meetings at Dumka, Deogar and Girdi, Mr. Shah alleged that the UP government did not allocate funds for the welfare of tribals in the state. Ashish Khan, the legendary sarod maestro, who popularized the instrument world over and collaborated with international musicians like George Harrison, Eric Clapton and Ringo Starr, has died, his family said. The 84-year-old musician breathed his last at a hospital in Los Angeles in the US on Thursday, his brother Alam Khan said in an Instagram post. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has directed concerned authorities implementing the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, to give priority to all identified hotspots of air pollution in NCR states. The CAQM yesterday held a review meeting in New Delhi to ensure strict enforcement of GRAP in the NCR region. Following the meeting, CAQM has asked the authorities to resolve any pending complaints from citizens till date within a week. Nodal officers of all agencies should coordinate actions in their respective agencies. And with that, we end this news bulletin.